Everybody, welcome back to Solid Performance Solutions. Chris McCabe here, our guest Yoni from GoFlow. You know Yoni Masur from many, many, many episodes. We've been on this podcast almost 5 years. I wish I knew how many episodes we've done. We've done a lot. I'm going to say this is your fifth or sixth.
Yeah, probably so.
So I think our listeners know you well. And if you're watching his face, the handsome Yoni has rejoined us to talk about operational efficiencies. Maybe to start, we can cover how there might be a glut of services and tools out there. I think part of the problem, I get into conversations with sellers, they just get a whirlwind of maybe sales pitches or information, free audits, free test drives of tools and new companies. I mean, how would you position what you guys are doing versus what other people are doing? And I've talked to you and I know you're offering a leaner, meaner version, but I'll let you say it just so I get it right.
So before I'll explain how sellers out there can actually try GoFlow for free, which is really exciting for the sellers and also for us, I'll tell a bit more about GoFlow in general. So the idea for GoFlow is it's practically an operating system for e-commerce sellers. So especially if you want to expand to more channels, then we become your MCOS, which is multi-channel operating system. When I say an operating system, it means that it kind of provides you the full cycles and motions of an operating system. And it starts from forecasting. You're able to do forecasting. So you know how much inventory you want to sell per item, per channel, per your portfolio, if you have a whole portfolio of brands. So from the micro to the macro. But of course, then you can also generate purchase orders with the platform, with the operating system. And then once your purchase orders come in and arrive, you're able to receive them within the system. Then you can allocate inventory to wherever you need, if it's your warehouse, if it's FBA, if it's WFS, which is fulfillment services, or any 3PLs. And then also you can manage your listings, you can list on channels, you can synchronize inventory, the quantities of inventory, with, you know, if it's one channel or multi-channels. And then once the orders come in, all the orders come into one place, then you can either fulfill it yourself or send a command to Walmart or Amazon or your 3PL to fulfill it. You can also plug in your carrier so you can get the best rates for carrier shipping, and then returns. If you need to process returns and restocking and put them back to your inventory, all the way to analytics, look into your sales, how much you sold this week versus last week or last season, things of that nature. This way you get the full cycle of the operation cycle that is kind of needed, especially if you want to really grow in a healthy way at scale. I think what happens is a lot of the sellers and brands out there are kind of Amazon native, and Amazon's kind of the gateway into e-commerce. So you have one SKU or a few SKUs, you just throw it into the system. You really focus more on the go-to-market and launching it and getting some ranking on it and getting some revenue traction. And you completely miss out on the fact that you're actually building a business that needs an operational system to do it properly at scale. And then when they already kind of generate a couple hundred grand in revenue, maybe a couple million, they realize, oh, I need a system. And then it becomes a bit harder to apply and set up, because then you have a patchwork of spreadsheets and this tool and that tool, and that. So it becomes a little bit clumsy and hard to really scale. So the idea is for GoFlow is to provide this kind of operational system and capabilities to the sellers, all the sellers MS, for free. So therefore, we kind of created the free version. It's free forever. It's called GoFlow Core. So if you want to try it out, test it out free of charge, you can just visit goflow.us/core. Core is C-O-R-E. This way, you're going to be able to actually start your Amazon journey, because a lot of you guys listening to this, you're probably starting your journey on Amazon. But also, you'll be able to expand it to Walmart. You'll be able to expand it to Shopify if you want to create a Shopify store for your brand. And then also eBay. So you get free of charge integrations to 4 channels. This is completely free. If you want to upgrade to the paid tiers, then we have 200 channels and integrations, so you can really take your brand to the next level. That's always ready for you. And of course, you're going to be able to generate 500 regular orders per month or 1,000 FB orders per month. So you can do basically up to 12,000 FBA orders yearly, free of charge, all within the operating system. So you're going to be able to shore it up and bring it all in, the forecasting, the purchase orders, the inventory management, the listing optimization, the fulfillment, the carrier, the returns, all in one place. So yeah, that's a little bit on the utility of GoFlow, but how that is right now open and available to sellers out there free of charge. So you can just plug and play, set it up in motion and use it the way you need it. And hopefully when you do bring all this revenue in and you want to keep scaling and expanding, you have the right partner with you, which is GoFlow. Then you can expand to the other channels I mentioned. But of course, what's hot out there right now is Temu, It's TikTok shops, Shein,
Yeah.
they're all coming up and popping as an opportunity for sellers and the brands to keep expanding and getting. I think sometimes what's missing with the brands and the sellers out there is that they don't realize that they're in the retail game and the branding business. And in the branding and retail business, your fiduciary duty is to make sure that your products are available to as many shoppers as possible for your brand, right? So if your brand, let's say you're doing apparel, it could do really well on Amazon, but also it could do well on let's say, on Target or on Macy's or in Shein, stuff like that, or Temu, you need to do that. It's your duty for your business. You know, of course, Amazon's big is huge, it's fundamental, and you kind of start there, which is great. But if you're really trying to build a brand, you need to think holistically and globally. Of course, you try to do it domestically here in the US, which is really, really a good start, but then expand to Canada, expand to Mexico. And typically, Amazon also empowers that. You can expand to Amazon Canada, Amazon Mexico, Amazon UK. So that's a really good way to expand globally, which we also support that as an operating system. But then in other platforms or channels, which when we say channel, we kind of mean another marketplace. So put all together, I think it's just very smart and wise for the sellers to have that in mind, how to construct their business at scale and really build something significant that will bring maximum revenue, maximum profit. But of course, also if they ever want to exit and sell it, they're ready to go.
Well, what key mistakes did you, when you started this or got involved in this, you see sellers making mistakes, either wasting money, wasting time, wasting energy, wasting something. What are the top two mistakes that people are making that lead them to decide, you know, I have to change my game up here?
I think one of them is that in the world of MCOS, multi-channel operating system, it's for the most part for the regular entry-level seller or the micropreneurs, it's out of reach. So they don't even want to think about it because the price point is so high. It starts from, I don't know, $2,000, $3,000 a month or beyond. And then
Right.
sometimes they take a rev share. So they completely rule it out. That's the first mistake. You rule it out, say, I'll just figure it out. Let me just make my first million in revenue on Amazon. That's all
Right.
they're really like crazy driving to that, and that's good, but they still should have other considerations in mind. You were saying, Chris?
No, I think, but are people still thinking that way? The first million on Amazon is not an easy layup anymore. So I'm imagining that people want to set this stuff up early because they're not just depending on Amazon to be
Exactly.
the piggy bank anymore. I mean, not if you're starting now.
You want to create your first million on e-commerce wherever it's possible. So if Amazon provides that, great. But if there's friction there, nothing's stopping you really from expanding right away to other channels. If it's Shopify, you for your own brand, right? Because small example, if you're already driving traffic outside of Amazon into Amazon to your listing, which you know you're kind of mastering that, and you're generating, well, I don't know, 500,000 revenue, and that's it, you tapped out. Why don't you try driving outside traffic to your Shopify store, and then maybe you generate another 100 grand. And then drive traffic from outside again and allocate it to Walmart, to Shopify, to Amazon, and you can do all of this free within GoFlow in terms of operating system. You can connect all those channels, manage them for free, drive all the outside traffic, and maximize the eyeballs that are segregated, meaning there are some eyeballs that only shop on Amazon. You want to capture those. There are eyeballs that only shop on Walmart. You want to capture those. There are eyeballs that only shop on your Shopify store because you got them somewhere in social media or what, TikTok or Meta, whatever it
Right.
is,
Well,
or Instagram. And that's the idea.
that's my next question. Because more people buying more on TikTok or Meta or wherever, using social channels to search for product, right? So
Huge,
it's
especially
kind of a
with
different
the
thing
young
now.
generation, all the what teenagers that basically they kind of get their first debit card or credit card, and they're so influenced from everything that's happening online and social media.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it's coming. That's that generation. So if you the earlier you start and tapping into them and their consuming habits, which is social, extremely social,
Yeah.
the better footprint you're gonna have for your brand and exposure and the chances of success, because that's just the future. You gotta invest in the future.
Is it, I mean, obviously you think that this is a better way of doing it. Is there competition to the point where you have to spend a lot? You have to go to accelerate, even if you're not focused solely on Amazon, you have to spend a lot on ads. I'm just curious how this came into being because it's such a crowded field of competitors and companies and people raising VC and trying
You're
to
talking
get
about
something like this going.
you're saying crowded, meaning the world of SaaS,
How
the
many
software.
competitors are there, would you say, if you had to guess
For
that
what?
you've
For GoFlow
got?
specifically, or just in
Yeah,
general software?
for GoFlow.
So I'll be honest. This is a kind of a legacy technology that's been around probably the earliest, like over 20 years. And because of that legacy of over 20 years, where those systems were so expensive and some of them required revenue share. Obviously, the mid-market and enterprise brands were okay with it. They settled into it, and they settled properly. But the ones that are on the entry level game, completely ruled out and over ignored. So we're here. I'm here to. So that's just a fact in the past 20 plus year, and I'm here kind of trying to basically trailblaze and pave the way for the brands and the sellers to get access free of charge to a premium enterprise level system, an operating system that it's in reach. Why? Because it's free, free forever. And then of course, if you tapped out of the limits, you want to go into the paid tiers. It's still very affordably priced to begin with, and we have a month to month. Typically, when those systems, you had like a year or two or three commitment, right? Plus rev
Right.
share, plus setup fees, licensing fee, all these so many fees just to get in. So you never want to even consider, trying another. So it's kind of a trench warfare in a way. But we're here kind of changing that dynamic where, in other words, we're trying to democratize this technology, democratize this capability to put in reach into all the brands that are out there that are really serious and focused on building a real business that is expanding to as many eyeballs as they can across all the channels. And of course, even if they're Amazon native, but Amazon, even in Amazon, you take the number one place, you tap out. But it doesn't mean you cannot generate more revenue outside in other places. It's always the case, by the way. So, A, I want to educate about that so they know, everybody here knows. When I was doing e-commerce, we were doing about 100 million a year in revenue. We had about 14 storefronts, and we expanded to as many channels as we can. And it was very robust. Amazon was always the largest, but still, all the other ones, they brought in all these millions and millions over the years. So that was something, that added to the business, to the value of the business. So, coming from that place, I want, but it was very expensive where we were doing it, and we always needed kind of techie people and then technical people to constantly manage the feeds and the connections. It was buggy. With GoFlow, what I found interesting is, first of all, it's 12 years old, and it's built very, very, very meticulously to be very, very smooth and plug and play and intuitive. So you come in, you plug and play. You don't need a tech person or a techie person on board or anything like that. Things don't usually break or have any disconnections, and it's priced month to month. You can cancel at any time. First, you can try free. That's an amazing thing. But
Right,
even if
right,
you're
right.
starting to commit and go into the paid tiers, it's month to month, no long term commitments, no setup fees, no licensing fees. It's just here to democratize that technology so we can hopefully have a good layer of entrepreneurs and e-commerce sellers using it at scale. Perfecting us, giving us all their feedback. Say, hey, you can have use this feature, you can use that dynamic. So I want to incorporate all that in to have the journey and partner with them together to make it as best
Right.
as possible for them, and keep pushing them to their growth. I'm the CGO or Chief Growth Officer, so I'm passionate about the growth for this company, but also for the sellers. I did the same thing, same kind of role within my previous adventure and company. So for the most part, it was very, very successful. It was very fun to help on the tech side, but also on. Call it on the content and educational side, where the more they know and the more they strategize about and the more they implement, the more they grow over the years and become successful. Because one thing's for sure, it only gets harder, more complex, more competition comes in, more and more variables come in. And the idea is to simplify it and dumb it all down with the best strategies, the best technologies that's out there, the best advice that's out there, the best entrepreneurs out there and communities they can find and partner with or be in contact with. So you're constantly playing on the top tiers instead of kind of being a tail and you're segregated and you really know what's up, what's not. And then you just basically position yourself where you have less chances of success. It's also a statistical game. The more you know, the more you implement, the statistically more chances you're going to have of A, not just surviving, but also hopefully succeeding a lot. So you really can maximize the EBITDA and the free cash flow that you're going to generate as a business. And hopefully you're going to have a cash cow that can fulfill all your dreams, right? You want to have a house, you want to have a car, you want to have education for your kids, your grandkids, build that wealth, you want to build the legacy, whatever it is. I'm honestly here to empower that. So GoFlow has a small mission within that to empower it so that you have the right structure and operating system and the right capabilities to constantly expand your brand to as many places as you can. Despite all the challenges, try to have a good time with it,
I don't have any grandkids yet. I'm not ready to talk about grandkids.
Many grandkids will be happy to adopt as adopting grandfathers and ours.
Right, exactly. I'm just curious what your positioning is around, like, what do you think Amazon, how do you think they study this arena? And they're obviously looking to make as much money as possible as often as possible.
Yeah, it's a good question. Amazon's very smart, very, very smart, because obviously, Amazon is a beast when it comes to its own traffic and its own revenue with its own ecosystem of Amazon.com. But strategically, it's very, very smart because it realizes that it's not the only game in town. There are always going to be other games in town. So they're empowering that. And the way they empower it is through there's a few examples. One of the quick one is like advertising. There's a, you know, you can basically advertise within Amazon now to take traffic out from Amazon to outside of Amazon, and they can monetize on that, right? So if you have a brand, you want to, you know, maybe send them to your Shopify store, whatever, there's that element. There's a few others, but I want to get into them. I'll get to the one that's kind of closer to my heart, which is MCF, which is multi-channel fulfillment. So I don't know if most sellers are aware of this or not, but I'm gonna educate about that. So hopefully, if it's the first time you heard about it, and you can jump on this opportunity and actually expand your business very quickly and simply to more channels and more revenue. So here it is. So if you're a predominantly an Amazon FBA seller, so all your inventory is on FBA fulfilled by Amazon, you have the option through MCF, which is multi-channel fulfillment, to use that inventory to sell it in other channels. So for example, you can go into GoFlow.com/core. You connect your Amazon account, and then you connect, let's say you open a Walmart account, and or you connect your Shopify account. You connect them into GoFlow, and then you say, "Hey, Amazon, when I sell this product on Walmart or I sell it on my Shopify store, I want you, Amazon, to fulfill it." So this way, Amazon and their FBA center will pick and pack the item and send it to your Walmart orders, and it will send it to your Shopify orders. So you don't have to get your own infrastructure, your own warehouse, or and do your own fulfillment. You can just leverage the inventory you already have on FBA to expand your revenue and sales and brand into other channels. And you can do it all for free now because of GoFlow, right? So that's a very powerful thing to have at the palm of your hand. So there's many, you'll be surprised. You know, this has been around for like, I don't know. I mean, when I started like 15 years ago, it was still there. So it's been around for a long time, over a decade, let's put it this way. Most sellers might be not even aware that they can actually leverage their FBA inventory to other channels. And Amazon is very bullish on that. They're saying, "Hey, we want you to expand to more channels." Because whatever traffic you're going to get into Amazon, all the revenue, we know you're going to get that. It's all yours. And you're fighting, it's a competition to begin with. You're fighting, but you obviously, there's more traffic and more revenue out there. We want to be a part of that revenue. And the way they're part of that revenue is when they fulfill your order with MCF, which is multi-channel fulfillment, they monetize, they make money. So you're happy, you're generating sales outside of Amazon, which is more revenue, more profit you will not get on Amazon because it's simply not Amazon native. But and the customers are happy there, but also Amazon's happy because they're able to fulfill that for you. So when it comes to Amazon, like I said, they're very smart. They see the big picture. They not only support it, they empower it, and they're happy to do it. And that's how we fit into this mold.
That's yeah, they're keeping an eye on it, and they're moving into any areas where they can make a little bit more out of traffic or order fulfillment, you
Yeah,
know?
another quick example is Amazon Buy with Prime, of course, when you can
Yeah.
have your Shopify store, and then basically not only that they will fulfill the order, which through the MCF capabilities with multi-channel fulfillment, they will also financially process it. So you can have this Buy with Prime. You go into any Shopify storefront and you want to buy this product, you can check out, you'll have a Prime logo. So check out with Prime. So you can basically, you check out with your Amazon account and your Amazon wallet and your Amazon Prime account. And then so that will actually do the financial processing, but also the logistical processing. So that's another layer you can see where Amazon is very, very bullish on empowering e-commerce for sellers, not just on Amazon, but also outside of Amazon.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept. Interesting time in the business.
Always
So
interesting. It's
we'll see what
not.
people are willing to. Well, like you said, some people are roped into deals and they can't get out of them that easily. We'll see what people are willing to experiment with or try out.
Yeah, but
It
even if
just
you are,
gets
even if you're planning
more
for another,
complex.
yeah, even
Yeah.
if you are playing for another legacy system and you want to try it out and you want to connect one of your storefronts free of charge, it's we're opening that hatch gladly and openly so you can do one-to-one comparison. You're paying whatever, $5,000, $10,000 a month. Plus 3% revenue for a legacy system. You go to GoFlow, try the free version, see how it all flows and feels and operates, and hopefully it's smooth and streamlines, and it's easier to use actually. And you don't need some techie people that you have. And overall, in other words, you'll be in a situation where you can then shift very after really trying and testing it, you know, make the educated decision to shift, and then having a better outcome because you're getting a better system, better outcomes, better performance for a third or less of the price. And you were able to do that in a very methodical way where it's not like any promises you hear. It's just open, try it out free.
Yeah. And we'll include your links and info in the show notes. People have questions on anything they've heard. Best way to reach you?
Yeah, if you have questions, I'm very open on social media, Facebook and LinkedIn. Just look for Yoni Mazor. Feel free to reach out or just email me at yoni@goflow.com. In general, if you're already kind of robust in your business and you want to, you know, one option is like I mentioned, is the core plan, which is free. You can just go and plug and play and test it out. So if you're really good on self-serve and you're very savvy, go for it. But if you need more help, more understanding, or you want to just check it out and book a demo and see how it all works before you do any actions, should just visit goflow.us/Chris. Once again, goflow.us/Chris. Yeah, the famous
That's
Chris
right.
McCabe. You'll be able to book a demo. We know that you came from the Chris's angle, so we'll hopefully give you even better attention and better response
I hope
for this
so.
one.
I hope so.
Yeah, and yeah, so you'll be able to see what is going on. We could do a discovery and understand where you're now with your systems, especially if you're mid-market or enterprise. You're already kind of doing a few channels, maybe you're using a legacy system, and things are more complex and advanced. Happy to book a demo so you show you how it all works. Understand your capabilities and our capabilities, see if it's a good match. I just do it in a very open and transparent and advanced way, I would say.
Cool. All right. Well, it's always good to catch up with you and know what you're doing. Now we have a pretty good sense of what you've been up to lately. And I'm sure we will get some questions on it. And we'll see how this evolves over the next 6 to 9 months. And wish you all the success with it, of course. So
thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care.